Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, and welcome to A Sound Heart Radio. This evening's broadcast is entitled Multi-Platform Persecution, that is, of believers or believing ones, environmentally, psychologically, and spiritually. I'm going to be reading tonight from John chapter 16, verse 33. These things have I spoken unto you that in me, and this is Jesus speaking, that in me you might have peace. In the world you shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer, I have overcome the world. These words have a particular poignancy for all of us. That is, to those who have really been saved and who really seek to live out the mandates of the Word of God. Jesus spoke these words during his upper room discourse to his own, kurios, that is, those who belong to him. And these men or these individuals would later become the apostles or the sent ones who will be sent out into the world to publish the good news of salvation through Christ Jesus. I want you to pay particular attention to certain aspects of this particular verse. Once again, these things have I spoken unto you that in me, that is, within the sphere of me and who I am, you might have peace. Now, Jesus spoke these words in this manner so that believers would understand that while we are in this world, certain events, certain trials, and persecution would be our lot. But he said, within the sphere of me, you will have peace. That is, an untroubled, unrestrained freedom from strife. This is his promise to us. And then we have the words in the world, that is, in the cosmos, is the word in the Greek, the cosmos. Or in the cosmos, we have the omega, it has a dative ending in the Greek. In the world, you shall have tribulation. Notice the language. It is concise. It is to the point. In the world, you shall have tribulation. The word here, tribulation, is from thalipsis, which means to be crushed or squeezed. And Jesus is speaking, mind you, once again, he is speaking to his own. Within the world, within the sphere of the world, you shall have persecution. But then he says, but be of good cheer. I have overcome. The Greek has the idea of, I have super overcome the cosmos. I have super overcome the cosmos. These are the words of Jesus to his own. And we are to find peace in his words. We are to allow the word of God to stabilize our hearts, to stabilize our souls. Jesus says, in me, you will have peace or rest. This is his promise to his own. on the other hand, in contradistinction to what you have in me, your experience in the world will be that of what? Tribulation. But be of good cheer, I have super overcome the cosmos. Jesus told his disciples that they were to tarry or to wait in Jerusalem until they would be endowed with power from on high, because he knew that they would need the supernatural power of the Holy Spirit in order to go out and publish the good news. They were not to go out and do this in the energy of flesh, because then they would be frustrated. They would be discouraged. They would have anxiety. They would have fear. But when endowed with the power of the Spirit, they would be bold publishers of the truth of God. And so when we turn to the book of Acts, we read these words in Acts chapter 12, we get verse 1. And now, about that time, Herod the king stretched forth his hands to vex certain of the church. And he had killed James, the brother of John, with the sword. Let me remind you at this point that Stephen was the first church martyr. He had given his life, and now he has given his life on behalf of Christ. And now we read these words. Now, about that time, Herod the king stretched forth his hands to vex certain of the church. Notice where we are now. We have moved from religious persecution, which was exhibited by the Sanhedrin Council, to political persecution. Now, there are times in church history when these two go together. There is religio-political persecution. But here we see a transition from religious persecution to political persecution. And the coalition that got together, the political parties that came together, the Pharisees, the Sadducees, and the Herodians, these political parties came together along with the Sanhedrin Council in order to put Jesus to death. And so, in chapter 12 of Acts, and because he saw it pleased the Jews, he proceeded further to take Peter also. And Peter was kept in prison, verse 5, but prayer was made without ceasing of the church unto God for him. Peter was subsequently released from prison by the power of God. Another incident I'd like to read to you is from Acts 14, verse 19. And then came thither certain Jews from Antioch and Iconium, who persuaded the people, and having stoned Paul, drew him out of the city, supposing he had been dead. And Paul writes of this experience in Galatians 6:17 and 2 Corinthians 11:25. Howbeit, as the disciples stood round about him, he stood up and came into the city, and the next day he departed with Barnabas to Derbe. Why am I reading these verses and these different incidents? Why are they important to us? Because we as believers operate within environments that are religiously charged, politically charged. We operate and live in environments that are psychologically oppressive. We live in environments that are spiritually or in radical spiritual opposition to who we are and whose we are. So I want you to see that within the Word of God, we have these accounts of believers who experienced be emboldened, be encouraged in your faith. Be encouraged to walk by faith and not by sight. Be encouraged to read your Bibles and to study the Word of God. Be encouraged to continue to listen to this program so that you can be encouraged about your faith. Keep the faith. Be emboldened. Don't be ashamed of your faith. Stand up for your faith. Now, notice what goes on here. Paul had preached the gospel, and he was followed, in verse 19, Jews from Antioch and Iconium who persuaded the people to stone Paul. And remember, when Stephen was being stoned, Paul stood by holding the cloaks of those who murdered Stephen. And now Paul is stoned. Apparently, he is stoned to death, it would seem. And in verse 20, as the disciples stood round about him, notice the language. He rose up. Anastas. This is the word for resurrection. The term resurrection, anastasis, that is to stand up again, anastasis necron, the standing up of the body. Paul was raised up because God is not through with him. He would go on, he would continue, and notice, he went back into the city, and the next day he departed with Barnabas to Derbe. Paul left on his own terms. God had sent him there for a particular purpose, and God was using Paul to a particular end. And so he would not be defeated by his enemies. Through the power of the Holy Spirit of God, he was enabled to live a powerful life, to deliver the powerful, transformational word of God. And the enemy does not want this word within this environment. But Paul stood up for the faith. Paul did not merely stand on the promises of God. Paul used those promises to what? So that he would become a person of action and walk according to the word, according to the power of the Spirit of God. Paul was a man of action. We're to be men and women of action. We're to raise children of action, those who decide to live for God, to do the word of God. We're to not be mere hearers of the word, deceiving ourselves, but we're to do what? We're to live the word of God. We are to form actions that are consistent with the faith we profess. We're not to be mere professors. We are to be confessors of the word of God. We confess the word of God by the way we live. That is the most powerful confession, by the way we live, what we do, our actions. And others who do not know God will see that there is something different about you and I that perhaps will want to know more about the faith that was once for all given to the saints. Good morning. Be encouraged, my brothers and sisters. I am your companion in tribulation and persecution. Good evening. My name is Dr. Josiah Rich. God bless you.